Flipping it to the football side, you're going on the road against a confident team. Cleveland right now has won two games in a row. But I want to ask you about the Chiefs' defensive line. We really didn't touch on it. To me, this is a giant week. Remember, I said I love it when it becomes a habit. The defensive line last week, in the middle, Dontari Poe now, every time I watch the tape, something good is happening every week, basically for a six-week period. But what about Tyson Jackson? Because he's starting to get it done consistently.
Tyson Jackson is doing some very good things, Mitch. You know, he's getting his body in position to hold leverage. He had a sack this week. A couple weeks ago, he had a sack, but the guy got past the line of scrimmage, so it was just a tackle. But he's doing some really nice things. And you talk about Dontari Poe. I'm going to tell you right now, this guy, and we've talked about the last 3 weeks, but I'm going to keep talking about it, because when a guy, a rookie, a number one pick, improves like he has in these last 3 to 4 weeks, and quite honestly, it's been going on the whole year. It's a culmination of everything together, the coaching and what he's doing. But his leverage, the things he did in the game this week against Carolina, as you see him take down right there, okay, did he sack him? No, he didn't sack him, but the fact is Carolina's Cam Newton, he has people getting to him. And when you're a QB and you have people around your legs or taking you down the ground, even if you did get the ball down, well, you know what? That sends a message, and now you get the ball out of there a little bit quicker. You know, later on, you might have saw it there. I wasn't watching. But, I mean, there's one time where he just takes three people back. He's like, you know what? I'm coming to the QB. You better get out of my way because I'm coming. He got there. They got the ball off. But I'm going to tell you, he made a difference. It was an incomplete pass. I think that's what made them then punt next after that.
Now, let's take those guys, because I think the biggest challenge in this game on the road is going up against Cleveland Browns, and have a lot of star power other than Trent Richardson, and we'll talk about him in a second. But they do have a good offensive line. Alex Mack in the middle is a first-round draft pick in his fourth year, and they have Joe Thomas at left tackle. Some think the best left tackle in the game. Now you're going to go up against these guys, a confident group playing at home. What about the challenge the D-line has against this O-line of Cleveland?
Well, certainly they do have a big challenge. And what they've got to do is they've got to, as the defensive lineman, get their hands inside on the offensive lineman's chest and be able to press them out, see, find the ball, and shed the blocker and get to it. So things like that don't happen where you take it right up the middle against a very good Pittsburgh defense, quite honestly.
Trent Richardson, the former Alabama star, 273 advances for the Cleveland Browns. The next closest is 37 of guys that have touched the ball. This is about Trent Richardson and Brandon Weeden, but mainly Trent Richardson, the rookie out of Alabama. Look at this, 827 yards under Jamal, but he touches it all the time. He's also got 44 receptions, which becomes a challenge for the second level of the Kansas City defense.
Well, you're right, and I'm glad you alluded to that, because that is a big deal. Covering a back out of the backfield, which is normally a linebacker in some way, shape, or form, that's an issue that the Chiefs have had a bit of an issue with this year, so that's something they have to watch out for. Tight end has been another issue, and with the tight ends, you know, this week Greg Olsen has a catch for 47 yards and a touchdown, but other than that, the tight end position didn't hurt them. But through the season, statistically, the tight end position has hurt the Chiefs, so that's something they'll certainly be preparing for. Right?
Cleveland, 50 catches in their two tight ends. Benjamin Watson, the former New England Patriot, is their main tight end, so we'll see how that goes. But this is Trent Richardson all day for the Cleveland Browns. Now let's flip it to the other side. We've been bragging on the offensive line. Well, let's take a look at Brandon Weeden here. And here's Richardson catching a pass out of the backfield. So you're going to have to take care of Richardson. But again, this is a good offensive line for the Cleveland Browns. And this is a young team now. They got a slug of rookies out here. Brandon Weeden, a 45-year-old rookie, just kidding. He's older than most of the guys on the Chiefs roster, even though this is his rookie year. Remember, he was older coming out of Oklahoma State. But this is Whedon's team, man. He's been all over it. They don't have a great group of wide receivers. This is Greg Little in his second year out of North Carolina. Kansas City, basically no turnovers in two games, minimal penalties. Brady Quinn has not taken sacks, and he's taken care of the football. And the Chiefs haven't fumbled it. If they go into Cleveland, just right there as a baseline, you have a shot to win.
Well, you do, and I look at the other side of the ball in terms of Cleveland and their QB Weeden that you alluded to earlier, 13 TDs, 15 interceptions. So he will give you a chance to get the ball, and so you'd like to see the defense come through. But when it comes down to it, it all hinges back, like we've talked about, on the offensive line. Do they control the game? If they control the game, the Chiefs control the game.
He's Kendall Gammon, 15-year NFL veteran, Pro Bowl long snapper. It has been a rough couple of days. You've handled it very well, my friend. as the Chiefs move on now to Cleveland, continuing to heal and trying to continue some confidence in winning on the road. I'm Mitch Holthus. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chiefs Live.